This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Steve Blackett has been suspended from the post of DLP General Secretary. The business sector is studying the implications of the latest FTC rate hearing decision. The NUPW calling on authorities to address the lack of appointment of air traffic cadets to air traffic controllers. And Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel can stand alone if the U.S. halts arms shipments. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The General Counsel of the Democratic Labour Party has suspended General Secretary Steve Blackett, who now faces disciplinary charges. The decision was taken at a meeting last night. The move comes after Mr. Blackett, at a recent DLP meeting, moved a motion seeking to have the party revoke the membership of its new political leader, Ralph Thorne, and to have Mr. Thorne expelled from the party. Mr. Blackett subsequently spoke to journalists, voicing scathing criticism of Mr. Thorne. The DLP's Assistant General Secretary, Pedro Shepherd, who now replaces the suspended Mr. Blackett, briefed Starcom Network News on the outcome of the General Counsel meeting.
The General Counsel of the Democratic Labour Party at its General Counsel meeting held at its headquarters on Thursday, the 9th of May, 2024, unanimously moved and adopted a motion to refer complaints regarding the General Secretary, Mr. Steve Blackett, to the Disciplinary Committee of the party. Mr. Blackett has been suspended from his office of General Secretary pending the conclusion of an investigation.
The Democratic Labour Party's acting General Secretary, Pedro Shepherd. The business sector is studying the implications of the latest Fair Trading Commission FTC rate hearing decision as they wonder how it will impact the proposed expansion of the renewable energy industry and the cost of electricity overall. The FTC this week ruled on a Barbados Light and Power application for a rate increase to cover the cost of investment in battery storage and other infrastructure. The agency rejected a substantial part of the power company's request, but did grant some increase. Senior Vice President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes, notes the millions of dollars of private sector investment in renewable energy already made or pending.
It is still early days. The Chamber has to engage with its members, especially those that are impacted, to actually understand the implications with regard to the ruling. I think in the short term, though, there's a significant investment that was made by entrepreneurs and business people within the sector. I think it is in the realm of $300 million. And I'm sure that there will be some concerns around how our main utility company, how their challenges are resolved and how they work with government to come to a place where there is some certainty around this whole matter as it relates to renewable energy and the costs associated with the transition.
Mr. Innes says there are implications for the cost of electricity to homes and businesses and also for the national renewable energy objectives.
The real unknown, I think, would be what happens with the 2030 All Green Goal and what does this do to the cost of electricity to both the user and the business. We anticipate that there may be increases. We're hearing that noise already in terms of some of the initial feedback. So we will actually engage with our membership, especially those that have significant investment in this area.
Senior Vice President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes. The National Union of Public Workers is calling on authorities to address the issue of delayed appointments of air traffic cadets to air traffic controllers. General Secretary of the Union, Wayne Waldron, says this is a long-standing issue that requires immediate attention.
The long-standing issue of the upgrade and appointment of air traffic control cadets as air traffic control officers has not been concluded. In accordance with the Civil Aviation Act and the International Civil Aviation Organization Section 451, the air traffic control cadets are eligible to be upgraded as air traffic control officers with having the aerodrome control ratings. There's a deep sense of frustration among air traffic control staff, and this situation is giving rise to industrial unrest. The NUPW is appealing to all the relevant agencies of government to have this matter concluded as a matter of urgency.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. Hoteliers want to see more events hosted during the weaker periods of the year. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, Ryan Ford, highlighted the importance of hosting events, festivals, and meetings during the summer months to boost the economy. He was speaking at the BHTA's quarterly media update.
The hotel segment is currently at 55% and villa segment at 50%, which is an increase from previous years at the same period of June. It may not be identical to the winter performance, but it is better June for most of our membership than a typical June. As we know, June and September tend to be very weak periods. I made mention to this to refer to the importance of hosting events, festivals, meet-ins, sporting events, etc., during our weaker periods of the year. Other sectors looking to host major activations should consider the island's summer and shoulder periods and work with our association's members to build out their desired events in a capacity that is beneficial to all stakeholders and, most importantly, to Barbados.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ryan Ford. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has called for solidarity between Barbados and Liberia. The Prime Minister gave remarks at the Hilton Barbados Resort during a fireside chat with Nobel laureate and former President of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Ms. Motley emphasized the importance of understanding the past and its impact on the present.
The common stories and the common journey and the common battles that we face require that we hold solidarity with each other. And as you spoke this evening, I'm sure that there were so many of us in this room that got better context and purpose for our own journey and to recognize why what we are doing is absolutely critical in order to be able to move to the next level.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. A counseling psychologist believes doctors participating in the Nurses Enrichment Training Program will strengthen the capacity of counseling teams at the hospital to support cancer patients. The Reverend Anderson Kelman, who spoke with journalists at the graduation exercise for nurses in Hastings yesterday, stressed that support for patients should not be left to the nursing staff.
It's a team effort with reference to giving service, and every part of that team is a critical component because doctors may give excellent service, the nurses might, but someone else may not, and that person becomes then the reference for the poor service, and all the good service that was given is lost because of that one person's behavior. So we thought, you know, it was our considered opinion that if it is possible, we know that doctors are very busy and that, you know, the curation is on the staff, but if they can have a better representation in terms of the different components of the team, it will go a long way to building a stronger team response to their customers who are the clients and the families who come to them.
Counseling psychologist, the Reverend Anderson Kelman. After 13 years, the 14 independent member states of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, have finally aligned their positions on recognizing Palestine as a state. As of May 7th, 2024, all 14 CARICOM states now recognize Palestine as a state. The most recent countries to do so were Barbados on April 19th, Jamaica April 22nd, Trinidad and Tobago on May 2nd, and the Bahamas on May 7th. The 13-year delay in CARICOM countries reaching a common position on Palestine was largely influenced by the United States. Successive U.S. administrations have opposed the United Nations' recognition of Palestine as a state and have consistently pressured countries worldwide to follow suit. And finally, Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel can stand alone after the U.S. warned it could halt arms shipments if the Israeli prime minister ordered a full-scale invasion of Rafah in Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden said he would withhold some arms, including artillery shells, if Rafah was invaded. The U.S. has already paused a shipment of bombs over fears of civilian deaths. Mr. Netanyahu has, however, recalled the war of 1948 to dismiss warnings from the U.S., Israel's closest ally. Recapping the headlines, Steve Blackett has been suspended from the post of DLP General Secretary. The business sector studying the implications of the latest FTC rate hearing decision. The NUPW is calling on authorities to address the lack of appointment of air traffic cadets to air traffic controllers. And Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel can stand alone if the U.S. halts arms shipments. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.